Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Bo the Bichon is jumping on our guest's lap this morning, but he doesn't look too perturbed about it, so I'm going to let it go for now. He's a bad, bad dog.
He spent pretty much the entire interview with Brandon Hertel recently on his lap.
So. You're going to hear from Brandon coming up in our second hour. We're going to talk about turf, your lawn, and some of it is still stressed out there. We've got some solutions for you coming up in our second hour. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY, our Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, and our Around the Home segment now. And joining us today, Maureen Sloan, who is the head of the Bragg Ann Arbor folks. Nice to have you back in studio.
Thanks, Lucy. Glad to be here.
You've got a big show coming up.
We do. Our Remodelers Home Tour, September 29th and 30th. Nine great projects in and around Ann Arbor. It's going to be a lot of good projects to look at and get some ideas for your own house.
Two of those nine projects belong to Giraffe Design Build, Martin Clark with us, and they are absolutely gorgeous. One is on Summit.
That's correct. One's on Summit and one is on Stratford, both in Ann Arbor.
Now, the one on Summit, West Summit, 211 West Summit here in Ann Arbor, I love the look of the staircase with the
cable railing.
Cable railing, which is all the rage right now.
It is, and rightly so. It's a very nice detail. That house was interesting because I met the clients, went downstairs to look at their basement, and they had a very nice basement, a very nice remodeled basement, and I said, surely, you know, you've already remodeled the basement. And they said, well, we just like to sort of create a new look and bring it up a notch. And we ended up revising the floor plan, which worked out very well. They had an electrical panel that was almost front and center when you walked in. So we were able to hide that. And then we went, we clad an existing steel beam with wood. We put shiplap paneling on the walls. We did a very, very nice engineered wood flooring that was kind of a walnut finish, actual real wood over a plywood substrate. We did sliding barn doors, and the space, you always try to have the sum of the parts be, the aggregate be more than the sum of the parts, and the final project just had a lovely feel and ambience to it.
Are there windows in their basement?
There are windows in their basement. There is a guest room, and they have a window with an egress well out from that guest bedroom study.
But not in the main area, then?
Not in the main area.
But everything looks so light and bright.
It does.
How did you do that?
We are fortunate to work with great clients. Paula had a great eye, and then our designer, Mandy, chose some very nice globe light fixtures.
Those globes are gorgeous.
Thank you.
I love those.
Thank you. I do too.
Really? Not, I mean, they're all clear and then the lights shine so through so beautifully, but they're pendants hanging down, and they're big globes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and the big challenge with any basement is you're really trying to make the basement feel not like a basement.
Right.
And so by adding a lot of bright colors, adding light fixtures, the cable railing, we were able to create a space that doesn't feel kind of dim and gloomy.
And the cable railing mirrors what you did with the barn door on there, too, in a way.
Correct, correct. And the barn doors were interesting. They were actually, I believe, we got them from a manufacturer, and they were made of reclaimed wood.
Oh.
The actual wood on the barn door. So that's kind of a nice touch.
Well, how about the floor? Is that real wood on there?
The floor is real wood. It's an it's an engineered wood, so it has a substrate of manufactured plywood, but the top layer is actually real wood.
And again, really cool looking.
It's
really
absolutely gorgeous. You'll have to come to the house and see it. It is really nice.
The wood shows through, but there's this gray kind of whitish on the I don't know.
Yes.
I'm not seeing
it's actually
like that.
Kind of a distressed wood flooring.
Yeah.
So
some
of the imperfections, knots and little markings in the grain are visible, which actually gives that floor a lot more character.
You can go to BraggAnnArbor.com and actually see what we're talking about here. That is home number 5 out of the 9 homes on the tour this year by Giraffe Design Build, a welcoming lower living level refresh. And it gives you some good ideas of what can be done in your dank basement, probably, where people, you know, think, what can I do down here?
Right.
And when your designers start, you know, putting their heads together and thinking, it just is amazing to see how this transformation came through.
Yeah, it's actually one of the nicest parts of being in this business. seeing the transformation of spaces, seeing a space that a client had pretty much given up on and seeing what can be done. It's actually many times it's a very, I mean, it's a surprise to us how well the spaces come out. Mm. So it's a very nice, it's a very nice process.
Martin, what is your background?
My background is, well, actually, I got into the business. I was a student at the University of Toronto, and by sheer luck, bumped into a fellow who had trained in Japan for 10 years in Japanese temple carpentry, and ended up bugging him so much that he ended up hiring me just to get me to stop calling him. So I worked for him for 2 years, and we did very, very high-end Japanese tea houses in Toronto.
Oh, really?
And Giraffe Design Build, even from its conception, has always been a very design-centered company. Mm-hmm. We've always believed that the client's dollar has the most impact at the design stage, where you take that same pile of materials and subcontractor costs and put them together in a way that adds extra tremendous value.
Because if you don't have the design worked out, that's the most important part.
Yes.
Everything else comes together after that. Not to diminish the, you know, the artistry of those that do that, but
right. You can have a good design, and it's equally important that the craftsmanship to put it together is done thoughtfully, carefully, and that you're and respectfully, so you're making good use of all of the materials, mm-hmm. none of which are, you know, inexpensive. Mm-hmm. Renovation is always, you know, a lot of effort. So equally, design and the build. Mm-hmm. Process.
Where are you from originally, though?
Originally, I'm from, if you couldn't tell, the UK via Canada, where I lived for 7 years. So as I tell clients, they ask where I'm from. My accent's been a little bit through the blender.
Where does the name Giraffe come from?
I sat down with my former partners to figure out a name for the company. And we like to joke that it really came from just too many cups of espresso. but we were looking to choose either an animal or a plant, something that had a very strong graphic image and a name that had nothing to do with construction so people would remember it. And our first business card had an image of a giraffe neck, and the tagline at the bottom said, "Look us up."
That's
anyways,
cute.
It stuck and seems to be a name that people remember.
And where are you based? We
used to be based in Ann Arbor. We have since moved the office to downtown Chelsea. Mm-hmm. But I would say 85% of our work is in Ann Arbor, and almost 100% of our work is in Washtenaw County.
The second home you have is number 7 on this year's tour from Giraffe Design Build. This is a traditional kitchen reimagined with organic inspiration. This is the kind of kitchen I absolutely love. First of all, that granite, which looks like a South African kind of vein, the gray veining in there, is probably the most gorgeous granite I've ever seen.
It is a lovely, lovely granite, and the clients spent a lot of time combing through various stone yards, both in Detroit area and out in Chelsea, to find that granite. And it fits perfectly. It's just a lovely, muted kind of gray palette against the white kitchen. And their goal was to create sort of an iconic, classic, elegant, traditional kitchen. And I think we had a team of our designers, including Mandy, who is our interior designer, and Stephen, and the clients, Chris and Bob, and it was just a lovely partnership. And I think the kitchen, if you come to the tour, you'll see that it is just a lovely space. And the client was able to find a lovely greenish, almost luminescent subway tile for the backsplash that's actually manufactured in my home country, the UK.
Oh.
And she got it through a supplier, I think, down in Tennessee. And it's just a lovely splash of color.
I see the red oak flooring is also salvaged.
Yes, we were able to salvage flooring from quite a few different areas in the house and patch in the flooring. We had to buy a little bit, but not very much. And it seemed like a nice nod to eco-building, not to have to go out and buy a whole new floor. So we worked pretty hard to patch in the flooring. And one of our lead carpenters, who is very, very skilled, Paul, did a tremendous job. I mean, if you go and look hard at the flooring where we ripped it out and replaced it, it's almost impossible to tell.
That is a hard thing to do.
It is. And he's a very, I take my hat off to Paul. He's a very skilled carpenter.
Remodelers Home Tour coming up September 29th and 30th. It'll run Saturday, 11 a.m. to 6th on the 29th. Sunday, noon to 6 on September 30th. And you can get all the details at BraggAnnArbor.com, BraggAnnArbor.com. And the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor puts on many shows throughout the year, a lot of fun events, and a great way for you to get some wonderful ideas, design ideas for your own home. But even more importantly, Maureen, get in contact with people like Martin here from Giraffe.
It really is. It's a great opportunity to meet the remodeler, meet the builder right on the spot and ask your questions and see how professional these guys really are.
Tickets and admission, $10 per adult. Ages 16 and under are free. Again, BraggAnnArbor.com. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.